So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin concludes, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shua, Shnayim Leikten Kishuin, Echad Leikten Pater, Ve'echad Leikten Chayev, Ha'itzem Ma'isa Chayev, Ha'eches Esenayim Pater. If two people seemingly gathered a field of cucumbers through sorcery, it's possible for one to be liable and the other exempt, because the one who truly performed sorcery is liable, while the one who fooled people into thinking he did so but actually did not is exempt. The Gemara asks, V'har Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shua Gamala? Rabbi Kiva did not learn this halacha from Rabbi Shua, but from Rabbi Eliezer, as we see in the following braisa. Kerechol Rabbi Eliezer nichnas Rabbi Kiva v'chaver l'vakrit. Rabbi Kiva and the chacham and visited Rabbi Eliezer when he fell ill. Nichnasu b'yeshu l'fan of meirochik dal ramis. They entered his room, but kept a distance of 4 amas since he had been placed in chair. After some discussion, the braisa relates, notosh de'zeroisa b'nichan aliboy omar. He placed his 2 arms on his heart and said, woe is to you, my arms, because you are like 2 Sifri Torah that are about to be rolled up and will no longer be able to be read. Because I learned much Torah from my teachers, yet I did not diminish from their wisdom even like a dog lapping from the ocean. And I taught much Torah to my students, but they only took from me as much as an applicator takes when dipped into a tube of powder. Therefore, much of my Torah will be lost when I die. Furthermore, he continued, I knew 300, or according to another version, 3,000 halachas regarding the use of sorcery to plant cucumbers. And no one besides Rabbi Kiva ever inquired about them. And Rabbi Eliezer related the incident. We were once traveling together and he said to me, Rabbi, lamdeini b'netias kishuin. Rabbi, teach me about this form of sorcery. Amarti davar echad nesmali kol asod kishuin. I mentioned 1 word, and the field became filled with cucumbers. He then requested, Rabbi, lamadateini netiasan, lamdeini akirasan. Rabbi, now teach me how to collect them. Amarti davar echad neskaptsu kulon lamakam echad. I said 1 word, and they were all gathered. When Rabbi Eliezer finished his narrative, the Chacham asked him several halachas regarding tumah. For example, minol shalgabi ha'emus mahu. Is a shoe that was not yet removed from the shoe form considered a finished vessel and susceptible to tumah or not? Amalehen hutar v'yatsa nishmasa b'tahara. Rabbi Eliezer was nifter while issuing his ruling and uttering the word tar. Whereupon Amin Rabbi Shua raglav amar hutar haneder hutar haneder. Rabbi Shua stood up and annulled the chem that had been placed upon Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara asks, Alma Rabbi Eliezer gamro. We see from this incident that Rabbi Kiva learned this halacha from Rabbi Eliezer, not from Rabbi Shua, as our Mishnah states. The Gemara answers, Gamar Rabbi Eliezer v'lei sevara. Hadu Gamar Rabbi Shua v'asbar nahalei. He first learned it from Rabbi Eliezer, but did not understand it, and he subsequently learned it from Rabbi Shua, and then understood it, and so he repeated it in his name. The Gemara asks, Heichal abad hachi ba'anan tzanah no'isa ma'isachayev. How could Rabbi Eliezer have performed sorcery if our Mishnah says that one who performs an act of sorcery is liable for skila? The Gemara answers, l'islami chani. It was permitted for the purpose of teaching Rabbi Kiva, as the Mishnah rules, lo tilmad lasis. It's forbidden to learn sorcery to practice it, but it is permitted to learn for the purpose of understanding and ruling about its laws. Hadnulach Arba Mises Reb Baruch Hashem completed the 7th paragraph of Masechta Sanhedrin, and will now begin the 8th paragraph in Seir Meir Be'ezus Hashem, which continues to elaborate on those who are punishable with skila. Zakta Mishnah ben Seira Meir, the wayward son who steals from his parents, buys meat and wine and consumes them, is liable for skila. And the Mishnah explains, he can only become a ben seru meira between the time he grows 2 pubic hairs and becomes an adult until his beard fills in. And the Mishnah explains, Chacham used the euphemism beard when referring to the pubic hair, and hakovas gid v'lo hakovas beitzim. This refers to hair surrounding his male aver, not around the beitzim, which grows at a much later stage. The Mishnah continues, Shenemar, ki yel ish ben seru meir. The word ben excludes 2 people. Ben v'li bas, these halachas do not apply to a daughter. Ben v'li ish, these halachas apply only to a young, mature son, but not a fully mature son. And the Gemara concludes, kat and pater shle balach la'mitzis. A minor is exempt because he is not obligated in mitzis. The Gemara asks, Heicha ashkechan da'anash ha'kasiv da'hacha li'bayi krol miftarei. A minor is exempt from punishment for all transgressions. Why does the pasuk need to specifically exempt him from the punishment of ben seru meir? The Gemara offers 2 answers. Atu ben Sarimur al chetay nerig, al shem seifay nerig. A ben Sarimur is not executed as punishment for his crime, but because of his future behavior. Therefore, we might think afilu katan nami, a minor, is also executed. Furthermore, ben v'le'ish katan mashma. The term ben seemingly excludes adults, thereby implicating only minors. Therefore, the Pasuk says, V'chiyel l'ish ben, the Pasuk unnecessarily refers to the father as an ish, an adult, and so we expound, ben hasamach l'gvurasi shel ish. A young person who is almost a man, i.e. a young adult, is liable, not a minor. However, the Gemara points out that Pasuk should have said clearly, V'chiyel ben l'ish. Therefore, V'chizda expounded that the Pasuk says, V'chiyel l'ish ben, v'loy l'ben ben. To teach, katan shahaylid ein b'nai nasa ben sarimara. If a minor has a child, the son cannot become a ben sarimara because the pasuk says that an adult will have a son, not a minor. However, the pasuk could have said, v'chiyeh ben ish, the son of a man. Therefore, the Gemara explains, shemam in the tart, that the pasuk intends both expositions. The Gemara points out that Rav Chizda assumes that katan mailid, a minor, can father a child. However, Rebbe disagrees and says, katan ein mailid, a minor cannot father a child. And Rabbah supports it from the following pasuk. Imein le'ish goyel, discussing a person without heirs. And one might ask, v'chiyesh l'cha adam b'yisrael she'en a goyel? Ela b'gez l'hagir kas medaber. Since every Jew has some distant relatives, the pasuk must be discussing a convert who had no children after his gerus, and therefore has no relatives. And the pasuk says, ish. Ish at tzarech l'achzor lav im yesh l'goyelin bim lav. Katan iyat tzarech l'achzor lav. You must investigate whether an adult convert has any heirs from after his gerus. But you do not need to investigate a minor convert because be a Jewish in Lagoylan, he certainly has no heirs because he could not have had children.